changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, we're going to talk about women who fell in love and stayed in love with men who helped them through tough times. I'm going to share two stories from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Miracle of Love, which has so much variety. It's been really fun sharing all these love stories with you over the past month. And this is the last time for a while, as we're going to move on to other topics now for a few weeks. Our first story is called A Match Made in Music, because that's what happened. Jill Burns tells us she was going through a rough time, getting out of a bad marriage and raising her young children. She was a keyboard player in a country rock band, so she turned to music to help her. And the music she liked best was on a tape that her drummer had given her. It was original songs that a friend of his, known as DB, had written and recorded. Jill found herself listening to that tape over and over because the songs, with their lyrics that were strangely relevant and comforting, were really helping her. She spent years relying on those songs. She says, "I'd fallen deeply in love with these songs and couldn't imagine my life without them." And then one day it hit her. She'd been listening to this music, relying on this music for years, and yet she'd never thought much about the songwriter who had written these songs. Jill wanted to talk to him to find out what made him tick and what gave him the ability to write these uplifting, peaceful, restorative songs. So she got his number from a musician friend and she called him. She explained who she was and she told him, "I want what you've got. I want to be like you." They talked for hours, and then they became pen pals because this was before the internet. They didn't live anywhere near each other, so they never saw each other. But over the course of 6 months, they realized they had fallen in love. Neither of them wanted to get married, but of course, you know what happened. 7 years after hearing his songs for the first time, and a year and a half after that first phone call, they got married. And it's been 29 years now. Jill says, "I find it mind-blowing that I fell in love with my husband's music long before I fell in love with him, never suspecting that he was my soulmate. Even though I wished we'd met earlier and he'd been my only one, I always find it comforting to know that through his music, David had always been with me, through the best and worst times of my life, supporting me all the way. To this day, his songs still make my heart sing." Okay, here's another story. And I have to tell you, when I read this one from the hundreds of semifinalists for this book, the comment I wrote at the top of it was, "Wow," because Linda DeFew's story is great. She had been 34 years old, divorced with two young children, very little child support, and she had been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. She didn't think she'd find another man because who would want her with all of those problems? As time went on, Linda became even more pessimistic. The rheumatoid arthritis was relentless. Within 5 years, her hands were deformed and her knees swelled so badly she could hardly walk. The disease actually ran in her family. It had crippled her uncle and her grandfather. Medications weren't helping, so her doctor's suggestion was, "Try taking stress out of your life," which was easier said than done. But then Linda's phone rang one night. It was a wrong number. It was a man named Eddie who was actually trying to call Linda's ex-husband about a truck he was selling, but Eddie had picked the wrong number from the phone book because Linda and her ex were right next to each other in the listings. That began a nightly phone ritual that lasted for weeks, and Linda found herself looking forward to hearing Eddie's enthusiastic, optimistic voice. His positive attitude and his love for life were contagious. And Linda was surprised to hear that Eddie had his own medical problem. He was the chief of police in their small town, and he had suffered a near-fatal gunshot wound 5 years earlier. He had lasting damage from that, but he didn't talk about it. Linda told him everything about her life, and then she invited him to come for dinner because they had been talking on the phone for months, but never face to face. Linda's heart felt like it was going to thump right out of her chest on that first date. She tried to hide her deformed hands under the dining table, and she tried to hide her limp. But Eddie made her feel much better. He told her how much pain he was in from his gunshot wound, and then she told him she might end up in a wheelchair. He said that didn't matter to him. He took life one day at a time. They got married, and Eddie added his own words to their vows. Linda, I will take care of you no matter what. You'll never have to worry about a thing. Linda says that Eddie is her husband, her best friend, and her caregiver. He's with her through her flare-ups, her surgeries, and everything else she faces. When the doctor told Eddie that Linda's rheumatoid arthritis was terminal, Eddie said, "So what? Life is terminal too." He helps her with the things she can't do alone anymore, like washing her hair or getting dressed. And he doesn't mind that she drops things all over the house. He laughs and says he always knows where she's been because there's a trail. Linda is still walking, but she needs a lot of help. She says, "When I'm unsure of the next step, I just hold on to Eddie's outstretched arm. It's always there. When I'm by his side, he's the strongest man I've ever known. And without a doubt, I am a stronger woman because of him." So that's it. Two more wonderful love stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Miracle of Love, which is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more about it on our website, chickensoup.com. Thanks for joining me today for the podcast. Please make sure you subscribe to it on Apple or Google or Android or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Come back for our next episode, which is going to be really fun. We're going to learn how to find our calm, and we're going to have a little yoga lesson right here on the podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.